You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. It's Thursday, and that means Brian O'Nunoyne is here, and this morning he has a little rant on behalf of the metric system and his ongoing quest for knighthood.
I've just been helping Grandma put up some curtain rods, and in doing so, I had to ensure that it looked reasonably straight, so some measuring was involved. I went through three different measuring tools in the house, a yardstick, a tape measure, and a plain old ruler. And do you think I could find an instrument calibrated in metric? Not on your Nelly. And my question for you, dear listeners, is this then. How in the name of Bono did ye ever get to be arguably the most technologically advanced country in the world while clinging steadfastly to a medieval form of measurement? It's simply beyond me, and it never fails to both amaze and infuriate me in equal measure. It infuriates me because I'm the one who stuck with the job of explaining the form and function of the metric system to your children. How would you like to have to explain to Nathaniel, aged 7 3/4, that feet, inches, miles and pounds are to be used by everyone? Everyone except the people who are wearing white lab coats, protective goggles and pouring frothing, hissing liquids from one beaker to another. All scientists use only the metric system because, well, among other things, it allows them to communicate easily with one another and because, duh, it's easier. I mean, imagine having a dollar that had 36 cents in it. And instead of a quarter, you have a coin called a third. And each third is made up of 12 pennies. Well, that's basically what you have with a yard, a foot and an inch, respectively. It's insane. And it gets worse. How many yards are there in a mile? Huh? Go on, riddle me that. Well, ask any 7 3/4-year-old kid in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Outer Mongolia, how many metres are in a kilometre, and she'll tell you instantly, 1,000. It's so bleeding simple. But oh no, here in the country that has put men on the moon, we still ask teachers to teach both the metric and the imperial measurement systems to children aged 7 3/4, and we expect them to understand and use both in school, but then to discard one if you go on to lead an average life. If ever the expression, education is what you've left after you've forgotten all the facts they taught you at school, was tailor-made for this situation. I don't know which to be more angry at. The fact that we teach the metric system to our kids and then we expect, nay, require them to forget it, or the fact that we don't use it all the time. Of course, it's not totally useless, the metric system, because if your child ever needs to go out and buy a gram of cocaine, she might need to bring along her 9mm, just in case there's trouble. See? Guns and drugs are the only thing that the metric system is good for here in the US. Someone is going to have to grasp the nettle. Someone who has the political nerve to tackle this issue head on and basically get out there and tell people we need this metric system. We've got to stop pussyfooting about, toying gingerly with a metric system and pretend to be teaching it. The rest of the world had to do it. Somebody needs to drive this message home. Oh my Bono, I think I may have found my true vocation in life. It's me. I will be the one to convert America. I will be the metric missionary. I will save this country from itself. Do you guys give knighthoods over here? Look, tell you what, make me US ambassador to Ireland. And we'll call it quits. Have a lovely day. Bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.